This is Tim. How can I help you?
Hey, Tim. This is Tammy with RDI. How are you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. How's everything going this week for you? I feel like I haven't actually talked to you too much.
I think we've only chatted once. Doing pretty good.
Good, good. Any success stories for you this week?
As far as work goes, I usually work on the watches.
Yeah.
Having like trouble like sourcing some parts, but you know, that's
yeah.
just how it is.
Now, is that because of the holiday and everything for the Jewish holiday, or
just
is it
old? No, just old.
Just okay.
A really old watch that we can't find the movement for.
Yeah.
But yeah,
pain
I'm
in the butt.
Like swapping out a transmission on Sunday, so that's fun. But yeah, work
sounds like
well.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're good with your hands and putting parts together at least.
Yeah.
I am not. Put me on the sales floor, I'm good. Put me behind a bench, good luck. Two very different things.
Yeah.
But I wanted to touch base and see if Brett was around. I had a few questions for him. Was he there?
Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Hi, this is Brett speaking.
Hey, Brett. It's Tammy with RDI. How you doing?
Hi, Tam. Doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. You know, just trucking along, slinging diamonds.
Yeah. Of course.
I wanted to touch base with you. I know I wasn't here on a Monday when you called,
yep.
but wanted to see how things were going. I know you've got that one radiant there. I've got the other one on its way to you for tomorrow.
Perfect.
So that
awesome.
Way you'll have
That's
two.
Good.
Yep. And then... Were we still looking for that fancy yellow?
If you got something that's a little bit bigger than the one that the other guy left me, because I think that one was only a carat.
It was like a 175, I think.
Yeah, which wasn't quite big enough for what we were looking for.
Okay. Can you refresh me a little bit of what you're looking for? Just obviously he took some notes, but I want to just kind of... Go
yeah.
over.
Let me pull up my notes here in just a moment. I'm
probably yeah.
finishing up the customer at the moment.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, you're perfectly fine. I knew what this was in regards to, so rather than relay or try and play phone tag for half the day.
No problem.
All right. Estimate or placement band part. Perfect. All right, and let me just put you on hold here real quick.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Alright, Tammy, I'm back.
Yeah, no problem.
Alright, yeah, today's my Monday, so I'm just running around everywhere today. Is that note for her? There we go. Let's see. Yeah, so it looks like he gave me a note for a 151 yellow marquee, which was
okay.
a VS1. But I was looking for that carat 75 to 2.5 carats. So if you got something in that range that I can pitch, that would be wonderful.
Okay. And definitely wants a marquee, right?
Yep, definitely wants the marquee. Color enhanced 2E yellow is perfectly fine.
Okay.
HTHP is preferred.
Okay. Do we have a price point in mind?
She's not one that I think was overly concerned on the price point, more just trying to figure out what's out there, but she is, I don't think she'll be scared at whatever prices I toss at her.
Okay. All right. And any particular, like, shape in Marquise? Because I know they can get really, really skinny, they can get really chunky.
She's looking for big. So if we can find one that's fairly proportional, but I don't think she'll mind if it's a little bit on the squatty side.
Okay. And what if I have something that's already mounted? Is that an option, or she definitely just wants something loose so that she can make her custom?
We're looking to have something mounted ourselves.
Okay.
She's looking for a particular kind of mount. What's it set in?
I mean, it's just something, if I do come across something, that might be a good deal, you know?
Yeah.
I know we have some that are already made up, so there's just a chance, but
okay.
I'm not sure what I have at the moment. I would just have to look at New York City just to see, so that's kind of why I'm asking.
I would be open to seeing some options if that is a possibility.
Okay.
It might be something I have to talk over with my jewelers over here on this side to see, okay, this is what we're working with, what am I doing price-wise here?
Okay.
So that's something to consider. But,
an option. Okay.
It is an option. I would just definitely hold it as a secondary more than my
main
goal.
Yeah. I just know sometimes we can get bigger carat weights in something that's already mounted, so if there is that option available, it might be something to consider.
Okay.
All right, awesome. So I will go and take a look for those. Does she have, like, a timeline that she wants everything done by?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I was actually going to call and give her an update today, say, hey, I'm out looking for stuff. I've already gotten one option that's already smaller than what we were looking at. Here's my rough price quote. And if she needs to make any adjustments at that point, I'll let you know.
Awesome. All right, perfect. So I am on this for you, no problem at all. And then there was one stone that I have sold for an insurance replacement, and I was hoping you guys could send it back either, you know, tomorrow or today or whatever the case may be. I don't know if I could tell you or, you know, Deborah or whoever.
If you want to go ahead and send an email to do you have our store email?
Maybe. Just David's Jewelers. Or
yep.
davidjewelers907@gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll just shoot a quick email over. It's just there's a radiant, like a 1-carat radiant over there. So I'll just shoot that over to you guys. We'll go from there.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for the call, Tammy.
No problem. And I'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. No problem, Brett.
Bye.
Bye-bye.